This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Climate Field View. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
It is surprising how much of rural America still lacks good internet access. Federal and state officials continue to promise that relief is in sight. In Missouri, the state's embattled governor is out with a plan for boosting, among other things, rural broadband access. The state's Farm Bureau president said it could open up a world of possibilities, as he put it. From This Week in Agribusiness, I sure do recall very well my visit about 2 years ago with prominent Wisconsin milk producer John Pagel. John loved dairying, I could tell, but he was also a huge supporter of farm-to-fork marketing of the milk from his cows. In my interview with John at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, I was impressed with his enthusiasm for the new restaurant he had opened in Green Bay, the Cannery, it is called. But John wasn't just a dairyman and a restaurateur. Friends said he was a huge force in his community in Kewaunee County, Wisconsin, and his obituary said that John Pagel had a deep sense of duty and commitment to his community. John and his son-in-law and their pilot died in a plane crash this week in central Indiana. John's obituary said his motto was living the dream, and that's exactly what he did with his family, friends, and employees. John Pagel was 58. Twitter, I often share with farmers and others, can be a valued tool in your business depending on how you use it. Now, you don't have to post any tweets of your own, but if you follow a small number of experts whose views you appreciate, whether they be commodity experts or engineers or agronomic specialists, their tweets posted on Twitter can be a great source of valued information. And sometimes the stuff there is just entertaining. It may also provide some inspiration. On my Twitter account this week, Twitter at Max Armstrong, I shared what I referred to as a Max Maxim, and one that I often pass along to younger farmers or just young parents in general. And it was this: remember, it is only a short period of time that your children are young and your parents are old. It really is true. And all too many of us have realized that long after we needed to. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Climate Field View. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.